This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, we bring on NFL Network senior insider Ian Rapoport. You can see Ian Sunday on NFL Game Day morning at 8 a.m. on NFL Network. Good morning, sir.
What's happening? How you guys doing?
We're doing good. It feels odd to a lot of Cowboys fans that there's this huge game tonight, considering a lot of folks are still lingering on the Micah trade. Does that make sense to you?
That Micah trade was, you know, obviously the biggest story of the offseason and certainly something that we talked about more than any other. So, like, it happened. It was a big sort of to-do, but I don't get the sense it was like those things where you hit send on a tweet, we talk about it, then everyone's like, all right, let's move on. Like, it's had, you know, obviously wide-ranging ramifications. It's, triggered a lot of conversations. Then there was the back injury thing. So, like, what do we make of that? So, it sort of had a lot of tentacles, so I get that people are still sort of fixated on it and want to discuss it. So do I, by the way.
Oh, great. We're hearing reports
if
about...
If you want to, you certainly don't have to.
No,
if you guys want.
I do. I get trapped with that because I'm like, if Philly did want to trade, what would they have offered? Like, who are the other teams?
About a real topic. What else?
Okay. Yeah.
I am kind of curious on the front of Jerry Jones continuing to negotiate with players like face-to-face. And do more owners want that? Do more players in the league want that? How... Like, is that going to continue on?
You know, I don't think so. Now, it does happen. And it was not a very nuanced conversation regarding Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones trying to have a conversation with Micah Parsons because it does happen. Like, I think, you know, the Cowboys were sort of getting, I guess, blamed for it, however you'd want to say. And they did it. Like, it happened. So it's not like unfounded blame. But other teams do it. You know, I think the Patriots have done it in the past. Now, with the Patriots, it's usually with Bill Belichick, not with the owner, Robert Kraft, but either way, it's with like a head football official talking directly to a player about a contract. And I think, you know, Stephen and Jerry were right. Like, if a player says, I'm not comfortable, then generally it doesn't happen. I think the tough thing here is that Micah did engage and did talk about it with them on some level. So, you know, this was one where it was really tough for me to comprehend, like, not who is at fault, because that's like a weird way of saying it, but just kind of how to proceed. I don't love it. Like, I have an agent, and I don't like when it comes to me, I don't like talking about my contract with my bosses. Like, if that was me, I'd be like, cool, talk to my agent. But if you're a player who's really smart and has a mind of his own and wants to be involved in conversations like Micah Parsons, like, I understand why he would at least have those conversations. This was a weird one. Like, I thought about it a lot. I spent months thinking about it. And the more I thought about it, the less I could come up with a way of how it was going to end. Like, how are the two going to get together? Which is why, like, let's say, like, last Tuesday when I first heard you know, that the trade was probably going to happen, I wasn't surprised because I was like, this makes sense. This is the only way to end it.
Now, I know you said you wouldn't want to talk directly to your bosses. I'm just curious, you personally, let's say you did talk to your bosses and you felt like you had an agreement, even if your agent wasn't involved, would you feel like you had to live up to that verbal agreement?
You guys got me?
Yeah, we might have. I guess we lost you there real quick.
Hello?
Yeah, did you hear our question?
Oh, no. Oh, no, we hung up on him. We started the season.
Okay.
By hanging up on Ian Rappaport. Can you believe that? Like, that's how, because he didn't answer the question you liked. Like, he didn't answer the question the way you wanted. And so you were like, that's it. I'm hanging up. Call him back. Let's call him. You know, I want to call him back. All right.
I don't think I have the capability of hanging up.
I enjoyed having him on. I enjoyed the conversation. So what I'm going to do, Kevin, I'm going to make sure we get him back on. You don't have to ask any more questions.
Okay.
All right? If you don't want to, because he didn't answer the way you wanted him to. So
I don't have the capability to hang up on anybody. Ian, we got you again.
I don't know if you hung up on me because you didn't like what I was saying, but that's okay.
That's what my co-host said.
It's just fun. All in fun.
All right. So I actually want to, I know we could talk plenty more about Micah. I want to switch gears for just 1 second. How much fascination do you have in the Kawhi Leonard story that's happening in the NBA and just kind of the concept of trying to circumvent the salary cap?
I have a lot of fascination. I think it's really interesting. It's really amazing. Like, I don't know how you for sure prove it. You know, and this is not the first time we've heard of this. I think the Patriots at some point were accused of this. You know, it's there's always been rumblings of this kind of behavior in all sports. And, you know, I'm against it. What I like is, you know, I spend a lot of my time trying to uncover things in the NFL, and I like that there's a sort of a rogue reporter out there who's dedicated himself to, like, uncovering a bunch of stuff. I think it's great, and, like, you know, if you're doing shady stuff, I would say, you know, probably you should be outed. I was intrigued and curious about Mark Cuban's comments.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because, like, he would know. You would think he would know, right?
Yeah.
He's not only is a billionaire, he's a former owner who is heavily involved in business in the NBA and other businesses. Like, that was a response for, like, I think Pablo does an awesome job and I am a big fan. I just know, like, when I, and this hasn't happened very much, but it has happened to me before. When you report a story, you do everything you can, you try to get as right as possible. And then you have a denial from someone integrally involved who should know, you're either like, okay, they're lying, or like, oh God, what happened?
Yeah.
And I hope it's not, oh God, what happened?
I was kind of curious, is the general feeling around the league that losing, because Jerry Jones said multiple times during his press conference, we got to stop the run. This was a part of the trade.
Yep.
Is the general idea around the league that losing Micah actually does help the Cowboys in stopping the run?
No. No. But I will say this. Like, the Cowboys are going to get killed on the Micah trade because every team that trades a great player gets killed. Always, right. always. Like, I've been doing this for many, many years, and I'm not sure I can remember an example when a team traded. No, that's not true. Maybe when Seattle traded Russ, it was kind of like, all right, that's a pretty good. Now, there's not a lot of times when it's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Team trades a good player and gets praised for trading him.
Yeah.
I do not necessarily think the Cowboys did the wrong thing by trading Micah Parsons. By the way, Kenny Clark is a good player. Like,
yeah.
Cowboys fans will like Kenny Clark. They really will. He is not Micah Parsons. Like, I don't know if anyone's Micah Parsons. Kenny Clark is a good player at an important position, and the Cowboys have spent years investing in the offensive line and defensive line. And so, like, this is consistent with what they do and believe. Like, they took a guard in the first round last year. Like, they believe in this very strongly. I remember, I don't know if you guys remember this, I talked to Stephen Jones in December last year.
Yep.
At the league meeting. And I had heard whispers that the Cowboys were frustrated by the top heaviness of the roster. In other words,
yeah,
having to pay so many players top value. And it's weird because they draft so well that, like, that's part of the deal. But I think they were frustrated in not having really a middle class and having just so much money invested in the best players. And he basically was like, yeah, we've thought about this. We've studied it. He said, you know, I couldn't imagine Mike in another uniform, but he was like, absolutely, this is an issue for us, and we are discussing it. And that, to me, was the first time I was like, okay, they may trade Micah Parsons, and we reported again during the Super Bowl, and this was like a season-long thing. I don't think the Cowboys did anything wrong by trading Micah Parsons. Like, basically, the price was two first-rounders and a mid-rounder, which was Kenny Clark, essentially. I think that's solid value. Is it the greatest value of all time? No, but I think it's solid. If they take those picks and use it to get a franchise difference maker, who knows what it is, maybe it's in 2 years, maybe they trade up when Dak Prescott's 34 and they get a franchise quarterback. Then everybody will say the Micah Parsons trade was the best thing that ever happened to the Cowboys. So, like, I think it was at least good, maybe great, and depending on how they use it, could be franchise changing.
Now,
I heard there that the middle class is important. That was the first thing that I heard.
Absolutely. Maybe another time, Ian, we can have you on to discuss the disappearance of the middle class in the salary cap and the middle class in America. And we could have a really great
That's
conversation
a different podcast,
about
that. Though,
I
a different
lot,
podcast.
I got a lot of thoughts, but we have
to. Okay. All right. That's another conversation for another day. Now, while this has happened, the Cowboys, it feels like, have tried to spin this as if the Deron Bland extension and potentially the Tyler Smith extension, or because Mike is not here anymore. I think that's silly and they could have got him done either way. But have you heard?
I agree with that.
Okay. And have you heard any buzz about Tyler Smith? Because there's been some rumblings that maybe that extension's coming.
I know they have had talks. It's a challenging deal to do. It is a challenging deal to do. He is a awesome player who I'm sure will be top of the market, as he should be. And the top of the market for guards is really high with Trey Smith. So, like, they have had talks. I haven't heard that anything's imminent, but, like, as we know, deals can happen at any time, so we'll see. But again, like, you know, they could have done these deals with Micah here. For sure they could have. This is another top of the market player. Like, it's a weird problem because all they do is seemingly draft really, really good players. And if they don't, they, you know, Mazi Smith, who knows what he's going to be, but, like, they replaced him with Kenny Clark, essentially. So, like, it's a weird problem to have, and every team would like to have this problem. But anyway, yes, they are in talks. I just don't know if anything's actually going to get done.
Do you believe Mulligetta when he says he won't let this whole situation affect the Pickens trade? Or is it easy to say that because if Pickens balls out, all the teams are going to want to pay that guy?
Oh, no, I believe him 100%. Like,
okay,
there's been plenty of times when, like, you know, agents in general have a quote-unquote problem with a team, and then that same team wants to give you, like, the most money in free agency, and it's like, cool, my friend. You know, it's like, I don't get the sense that for real there was anything personal here. Like, it really seemed to me like a full-on complete and utter disagreement and sort of misjudgment of what the conversation was like. Like, I could never figure out how the Cowboys and David Mulugeta and Micah Parsons were going to square this contract negotiation or whatever it was with Micah, because both sides came out of it thinking something completely different. And so, like, when two sides are completely not on the same page, like, I never got the sense it was personal. They just couldn't figure it out because both sides were believing completely different things.
Talk with Ian Rappaport right here on 105.3 The Fan. One of the great things is you can give us Cowboys insights, national insights. The other day, the interim director for the NFLPA, David White, said an 18-game season is not inevitable. I've thought it's inevitable for some time. What say you?
I definitely understand why he'd say that. Mm-hmm. You know, because I think the idea is if the NFL wants 18 games, then they're going to have to pay the players for it, right?
Yeah.
The benefits of having an 18-game season are so unbelievably monumental for everyone involved that, okay, I don't know that it's inevitable. I don't know that anything in life is inevitable, but it seems like something that would make sense for all sides. And, like, you know, I'll tell you one thing that's been interesting to me is I think we all sort of thought that a 17-game season would be less healthy for the players. I'm not just saying this because a lot of them are wearing guardian caps and practice is safer and all of that, but, like, teams have started to treat players different in the 17-game season because, like, if a player is a little injured to start the season, he will not play. Like, there is way more patience with players now than there ever was. Like, you're going to see some stars, like, what's a good example? Isaiah Likely. Like, some stars not on the field to start week one, or if they get injured in week one, like, no problem. Like, take two games off because, like, the season is longer. And so, like, I think that bodes well for the 18-game season because teams have started to say, it's okay if you're not out there for one game. The rosters are bigger. We can deal with it. Get healthy. Be ready for the stretch run. Like, that's more prevalent in the NFL than I can remember.
And then do you think if it went that direction, the NFL would bake in a second bye week to not only go to player safety, but really to get more TV money?
I don't know the answer to that one because some of it depends on the timing. I think the NFL would like eventually, I mean, Roger Goodell said this, the Super Bowl to be on President's weekend. And so if that's the case, then I don't know where a second bye week would come unless you did away with the 2 weeks between the Super Bowl and the championship games. I don't know that anybody wants, or unless you started the season a week earlier, which I don't know that anybody wants. So I guess anything's possible. I just don't know how it would work.
Okay, interesting. And then last question for us Cowboys fans. Can you give us any hope that Jaden Daniels is a fraud and the Commanders are going to fall apart to make me feel better?
You wish. I would say the only thing that I would say is it gets harder in the second year. CJ Stroud found this out.
Yeah.
Now, not for everyone, but – you know, teams are ready. Teams have spent the offseason gunning for him. They prepared for him. Everything went well last year for the Commanders, and their schedule's harder. So, like, I think they're going to be really good. So, sucks for you guys. but it will be a challenge to be really good. You know what I mean? Like, I think they're going to do it, but it will be hard to do it.
NFL game day morning, Sunday, 8 o'clock Central on NFL Network. You can catch Ian there. Honestly, you can usually catch Ian everywhere. Yep. Thank you very much for the time, good sir.
No problem. Good talking to you guys. Take care.
Ladies and gentlemen, NFL Network senior insider Ian Rappaport. Sucks to be you guys.
You wish.
Yeah, great. That's fair.
Awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.